See, the thing is she's see, women aren't looking for money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, money is important and everything like this, and you know, it's really valuable to, you know, be able to have you know, the money aspect, you know, of your life taken care of. And money definitely makes things get better. Money keeps her friends off of her fucking back. You know, money has a lot of great aspects to it, but she's not necessarily with you for the fucking money, man. Let me tell you something, okay? When it comes down to it, this girl is pretty much, you know, she's pretty much what people are experiential creatures, man. You know, there's so many people that fail to realize and don't realize that, and don't really like deeply understand and realize that it's all about the experience, man. It's not about the money, man. I mean, it might be a lot of money that you have, it might be a little money that you have, but think of like a music star, right? Okay, imagine this, right? Some fucking girl finds out that her favorite music star, musician, is poor, has gone completely broke, is bankrupt. Okay, and it's just not some average, run-of-the-mill fucking, you know, musician that she just wants to, you know, get his money and shit. I mean, you know, that she doesn't even like his music. This is a guy that she like really likes his music. You know what I'm saying? A guy that really, you know what I'm saying, resonates to her. You know what I'm saying? Well, what's gonna happen is this, okay? You know what I'm saying? She finds out that her favorite musician has gone completely broke. Okay? Sounds pretty fucked up, right? Okay? Well, what's gonna happen is this, okay? More than likely, what she's gonna do is she's going to ignore that fact and fall in love with him more. Okay? You know why? Is because ultimately, people are looking for the experience of being with somebody who stimulates this part of them. You see what I'm saying? I mean, he stimulates a lot of parts that are in her. Okay, maybe more so than Bill Gates or some guy like that with a ton of fucking money. You know what I'm saying? You know, it just stimulates a ton of these thoughts, you know what I'm saying, in this girl. And so, you know, that's sort of what I'm looking to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm really just looking to, you know, stimulate a lot of thoughts in girls. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, you know, man, bang, I got money. You know, you see me, you see this cash, you see, you know what I'm saying, how I'm dressed, how I look, you know what I'm saying, how I'm, you know, dressing, the whole nine yards. You know, that's one level, right? And you have another level where it's like, bang, you know, I'm in your face, you know, we share the same beliefs, okay? You know, I help you out, and I actually, you know, make you a better person, you know, this whole thing. So four or five things compound on top of each other that are just absolutely amazing experiences, and it creates like a burnout in the mind. Okay? No one else is doing it. Okay? I'll give you a perfect example of burnout in the mind. Like the perfect example. Okay? Like what I've done with, you know, 100 hours of audio, right? For free. Okay? Most people, pardon me, excuse me. Most people would not ever, okay, put 100 hours of audio on fucking, you know what I'm saying, you know, on CD. They're not gonna do it, okay? They're just not gonna do it, all right? Now, me on the other hand, I'll do that shit. I don't really care, okay? So for me, it's like, you know, hey, whatever, right? I don't mind going the extra mile, you know what I mean? For the people that I'm dealing with. And then at the same time, you got to realize, okay, well, geez, right? This guy has 100 hours of audio, okay? Bam, that's shell shocking, okay? You know, he has, what do you call it? You know, he has, you know, the way that his products look, you're not going to find anything like that again on Earth. Bam, that's more value shock. So I just give you 100 hours of audio for free, okay? Beautiful freaking programs, okay, that fit in a gorgeous library, okay, at your home, you know, and look absolutely stunning and beautiful and absolutely freaking gorgeous, okay? You know, gorgeous on your bookshelf, all right? One of the best looking pickup artist products in the world, okay? It sounds the best, okay? Not only does he have 100 hours of free audio, okay, but he has programs that are 400 hours total, okay? Okay, and he does this, and he does that. It's value shock, man. It's so much value that, and then see, the thing is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my recordings aren't the most professionally recorded. You know what I mean? I'm recording this on a fucking laptop. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be the most expensive medium. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The most expensive medium to be the best. Okay? It just has to be the best. You see what I'm saying? And that's the key right there. Okay, I want to give you the best. Okay? I want to give you the best. I give you the best, then you feel good. Am I right? I give you best, you feel good. End of story. Okay? I give you triple best, quadruple best. I bombard you with the best. What happens is you get value shock. You know what I'm saying? You might leave me for a little bit to experiment with other pickup artist companies. Excuse me. Experiment with other pickup artist companies, other pickup artists, the whole nine yards, you know. Experiment with this guy, experiment with that guy, yada yada, whatever, right? You know, but are they gonna have the level of quality that I'm gonna have? You know what I'm saying? If the answer is no, then you know, you need some help. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not you need some help, they need some help. You know what I'm saying? You know, and so that's how I measure value and how important it is to me in my own personal life. And I, you know, would hope that you do as well.